4-6-8-9-0, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, March 10th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Frank coming on and sharing that information with us. Again, if you'd like that information, text me video. Just text me video and I'll send it to you. One of the things that we're looking at is the fact that we are in the process of having a discussion once again regarding same-sex marriage. Well, why is that happening? February 25th, State Representative Josh Shriver, Republican of Oxford, introduced House Resolution 28, which condemns the Obergefell decision. That, of course, was the Supreme Court decision back in 2015. Shriver introduced the resolution claiming that the decision of the Supreme Court was at odds with the sanctity of marriage and has increased instances of religious persecution. Well, a Democrat is responding to Shriver's resolution and wants to introduce something that would strike what is basically in our state constitution. Michigan Constitution includes language placing a ban on same-sex marriage. Well, this Democratic lawmaker wants to strike that language from the Michigan Constitution. Earlier this week, State Representative Jason Morgan, Democrat of Ann Arbor, introduced a joint resolution to put repealing the ban in the hands of the voters in the next major election. That means that same-sex marriage could be on the ballot for the first time since 2004 when Michigan voted in favor of the ban. This was a constitutional amendment back in 2004 that was led by then a good friend of mine, Gary Glenn. The American Families organization that he represented here in Michigan collected enough signatures, put it on the ballot, and we, the people of the state of Michigan, voted to define marriage between one man and one woman. Fast forward to 2015, in the Obergefell landmark Supreme Court decision, they held that same-sex couples have the fundamental right to marry. Michigan even went further and made a Michigan amendment banning same-sex marriage, which had been dormant for the last decade. Morgan, the Democrat state representative who wants to put this on the ballot, said what we saw happened when the United States Supreme Court disregarded precedent and overturned landmark cases like Roe v. Wade. We have one member of the court, of the Supreme Court, openly calling to reconsider cases like Obergefell versus Hodges. When people show you who they are, believe them. It's time to act with conviction to protect people's rights before it's too late. Now, here is the logistics of all this. If, in fact, the decision were to be repealed, same-sex marriages would effectively be illegal in Michigan under Article 1, Section 25 of the state constitution. This is something I taught in my Michigan State Constitution class. certain provisions in our state constitution are not being followed. But yet they're in our constitution. What does Article 1, Section 25 of Michigan State Constitution actually say? Quote, to secure and preserve the benefits of marriage for our society and for future generations of children, the union of one man and one woman in marriage shall be the only agreement recognized as a marriage or a similar union for any purpose, end quote. That's in our Constitution. You see, historically, folks, what you have to look at is Michigan's Constitution, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. They too, like us, just 21 years ago, what we did in Michigan in 2004, they did in their states. Fast forward to the 2015 case that ultimately ended up at the United States Supreme Court, Oberfell versus Hodges. Well, the attorney representing the lesbian couple, I believe they lived in Ann Arbor area, their attorney came from the very same law firm that our Attorney General Dana Nessel practiced in. It was basically her firm with other attorneys that represented this case. As it went through the court process, when it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Well, back then, in 2015, the Supreme Court, in an opinion, said that Michigan's Constitution, as well as Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee's Constitution, had provisions banning gay marriage, and that the Supreme Court, felt that was unconstitutional. Okay, so if what's in our Constitution is, in the Supreme Court's opinion, unconstitutional, then we need to change our Constitution. That's what this is basically coming down to. So with Josh Shriver, the Republican in Oxford, introducing back on February 25th his resolution, number 28, that would reverse the Oberfell decision, basically reinstate what we already have in our Constitution, which has never been changed. See, that's the point. When Bill Schuette was the Attorney General, Rick Snyder was the governor, the day they announced the Oberfell decision on this radio program, I got the breaking news story. I reported it, and my immediate reaction was to go into prayer. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something to the effect, "Dear God, please forgive them, for they do not know the impact of what they've done." And basically called on the legislature. The process should have been done this way. The House of Representatives in Lansing, as well as the state senators in Lansing, would have passed a bill that would have matched the Supreme Court's decision, that would have, for all practical purposes, put in place a law, a statute, that would have matched the Supreme Court's decision. Then they should have immediately put it on the ballot. Take it back to the vote of the people, like Gary Glenn did back in 2004. Have the people of the state of Michigan vote on it in the upcoming 2016 presidential election. They didn't do that. That afternoon, after I got off of this microphone, went off the air at 12 noon, our very own Attorney General Bill Schuette and our governor at the time, Rick Snyder, said, "Well, that's it. gay marriage is officially the law of the land. The Supreme Court has ruled that's it. We have to change the way we do things in Michigan. Immediately, we then had marriage licenses changed between the male and female. We then immediately adopted all kinds of policies that would allow gay marriage to take place in Michigan, all based on a Supreme Court opinion, Obergefell versus Hodges of 2015. No law was changed. Our state constitution wasn't changed. We've been operating under this false pretense, folks, for 10 years. So Josh Shriver introduced his House Resolution 28. Well, a Democrat wants to put it back on the ballot and let's permanently repeal what we have in our Constitution from Gary Glenn's efforts in 2004. Let's absolutely take another vote of the people. And let's see if we can, in fact, repeal what's in our state constitution. Something that should have been done, actually, in 2016. Well, if this resolution goes forward, it would be on the ballot of 2026. You know what I say to State Representative Jason Morgan, the Democrat from Ann Arbor? Do it. Talk to your Democrat friends in the House. Talk to the Republicans across the aisle. Let's talk to the senators, both Democrats and Republicans, and let's legislatively put it on the ballot. Absolutely, please, please do so. There is absolute time and place for everything. And if you feel that you have enough votes in the state of Michigan to change our constitution, then bring it. And let's see how that works out in November of 2026. Let's see who wins this argument with the people of the state of Michigan. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4444. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. I didn't understand how it happened back in 2015. I agree with you. It's something that should have been fixed by the politicians in Lansing. Well, not only Lansing, but the same lawsuit, the Obergefell-Hodges decision, was actually filed against Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Why? Because they too had in their state constitution the definition of marriage was between one man and one woman. So when this lawsuit proceeded through the court system, making its way all the way to the United States Supreme Court, that decision, which I believe was 5-4, did not change our constitutions. It didn't change any laws. What it did was give an opinion from the United States Supreme Court that they found in favor of the plaintiffs, saying what's in our constitution was, in their opinion, unconstitutional. What needed to happen then at that point as a temporary band-aid, you pass a law in the House, the Senate, and have a governor sign it so that you're then operating under a new law that hasn't been challenged yet in court. And then, legislatively, the legislators could have put a referendum up on the next ballot that would have changed our Constitution to match the Supreme Court's decision, their opinion. They didn't do that. I said that the very first day when the Obergefell decision came out. Okay, if this is their decision, then let's see Lansing do something about it. Well, then Governor Rick Snyder, Republican supposedly, and our Attorney General Bill Schuette did not understand that. As a matter of fact, I believe it was just 2 days later, the decision came out on a Wednesday. That following Friday, Vicki and I attended a fundraiser in Traverse City, Chateau Grand Traverse Winery on Old Mission Peninsula. And guess who the keynote speaker was? None other than our Attorney General, Bill Schuette. So we asked him, point blank, what are you going to do about getting the legislature to put it on the ballot so that we have to change our Constitution? He said nothing. As a matter of fact, when Vicki asked him the question, how is it that you can claim and said publicly, just hours later, well, that's it. It's the law of the land. Gay marriage is now the law of the land, and there's nothing we can do about it because the Supreme Court has rendered this opinion. How can you possibly, as our Attorney General, the top law enforcement officer, allow this to stand? You know what his answer was to Vicky? He walked away. He knew that she had absolutely checkmated him when she asked him that question. He knew right then and there that this was not right about them, Bill Schuette, the Attorney General, Governor Rick Snyder, throwing up their hands and saying, oh, well, that's it. Game over. Gay marriage is the law of the land. It didn't change our Constitution. So, Josh Shriver, triggering the left, putting forward House Resolution 28, saying, sorry, disagree with the Supreme Court's decision back 10 years ago. Nothing has changed in our Constitution. And we must enforce our Constitution unless you change it. Well, this Democrat from Ann Arbor is doing exactly that. They're calling for an actual ballot initiative to be put on the ballot to repeal what Gary Glenn did in 2004. The constitutional amendment defining marriage between a man and a woman, well, they want to repeal it. Make Michigan truly a gay marriage state. I totally support this effort. Legislatively, put it on the ballot. You legislators in Lansing, put it on the ballot and let's vote on it in 2026. Because I'm sorry, folks, I don't believe the people of the state of Michigan, even at this point in time, after having 10 years of gay marriage forced upon us by the United States Supreme Court, I'm sorry, but I don't think you can get a majority, 50% plus one vote, to change our Constitution. And if you put it on the ballot and you lose, guess what? Gay marriage goes away until it gets challenged in the courts again. We'll see what happens. We'll continue to follow the story. A lot of you have texted me video. You want me to send you that link? I'll get it to you right after the show. I'll get the link and text it to you, and we'll send it to you as soon as possible. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything